Again, hi family, Addict and Jan. Thanks again to Paul V from Vermont. Thank you. You did wonderful. Excellent. Up next is Noah L, and he's from the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Noah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hey, I'm an addict named Noah. I want to thank Ann for throwing me under the bus this morning. And, you know, everybody involved in this committee, thank you for your service. There's one thing I've learned from PR. Service is really important, you know, and it's hard to get people to be of service sometimes. Service for me, I got involved in PR when I had 6 months clean. And I did it because my sponsor told me to. He told me I had to get in service because of how much I hated myself still. And that service might be able to help me with that. And so I started doing drops for the drop coordinator in our area. And he ended up leaving the fellowship, and I started doing the drop coordination. And through that, I started doing outreach coordination and drop coordination. And then I became co-chair and eventually chair. And I've just stuck with it. That stick-to-itiveness that we have as addicts has kept me in this subcommittee for 3 years now. And I owe so much of my personal recovery to being involved in this subcommittee. So if you're part of PR, whatever region, area you are, thank you. One of the talks, a bunch of us were just, you know, cutting up before the meeting. The lack of support that we get in public relations is just surprising sometimes. Recently, we had an event about a week ago, and we had the only person who we was able to be found that was willing to serve, because four people already backed out from a table event, had 57 days clean. And luckily, he actually was very presentable, and you know, he dressed correctly, and he, you know, carried himself very accordingly. He didn't answer any questions he didn't know. You know what I mean? But that lack of support, like I see, we got a bunch of papers passed out. There's a PR workshop over in the DC area, right? And they, I encourage people to just get involved. I wouldn't know half about what I know about traditions if it wasn't for the service work I've done. And a lot of it was being forced to, and I didn't know what to do. So I did what I had to do when I first got here. I had to start calling my predecessors and asking them, what the hell does the sixth tradition mean? What's an 11th tradition? Just 2 weeks ago, we had this, a life center, I guess is what they're calling themselves. They have halfway houses and IOP, I believe. They were actually using the Narcotics Anonymous. They were offering Narcotics Anonymous to their clients. It was part of their menu that they were using as a pitch to sell. And that's not how we do things. And luckily, one of the members, no one was aware of this. Luckily, one of the members who works there is part of this fellowship and brought it to PR's attention. And we went to the director of that facility and is no longer on their website. They still hand out, we still give them pamphlets, we still give them schedules, but they don't offer our services. We offer our services. And just that, like, that's happened throughout this process. Local community college wanted to put a big NA sign on their health center's door. And they said, where can we get a sticker to put on our door saying that we have Narcotics Anonymous here? And I was like, you don't. And but having to explain, because they don't understand. They don't have our traditions. They don't have our steps. They are an outside enterprise. And they aren't breaking our traditions. It's us who break our traditions. And it's us that also have to abide by those traditions and carry them into our community when we work with them. Where was it? One of the big things that has been real prevalent and we had a problem with in our subcommittee was we had individuals going and representing Narcotics Anonymous a couple years ago, where they would directly go to these events outside into the community individually. And it says right at the end of our 11th tradition that no individual inside or outside the fellowship represents Narcotics Anonymous. And we put a stop to that. It was just happening because of lack of support or lack of knowledge. But now when we go out into the public, we do make sure, like Paul was saying, we don't go alone. We make sure we have two people at the minimum. We try to have three when we can. And unlike Paul's area, luckily we are blessed in the Bay Area with a very nice budget. And we actually just got it raised for no reason at all. And we aren't even using that money. So maybe we can like order some extra literature and send it up to Paul. but it's great, you know what I mean? Like we go out to events all over the community and people yell at us for it inside the fellowship because we're breaking traditions, because we aren't supposed to go out there and promote Narcotics Anonymous or whatnot. And I don't know about all that. All I know is that I wouldn't have gotten here to Narcotics Anonymous if it wasn't for public relations. The first meeting schedule I got was from my probation officer and from a youth correctional officer. And they got that meeting schedule and they got that pamphlet, Am I an Addict, from public relations. And that's why my sponsor told me to get involved with this subcommittee, because that's how I got here. I was able to go to the same probation officer that gave me my schedule this last time I came in the rooms and give her a bundle of schedules and pamphlets. And the very next day I'm at a meeting down on East Washington Street in Annapolis, and a guy comes in with a meeting schedule. He says, my probation officer told me to come here and this was the closest meeting tonight. And it brought tears to my eyes. And that's what this is about, giving back freely what was given to us, right? And, you know, I was just advised by one of my predecessors I should stay on the subcommittee a little longer than I wanted to. I'm going to listen to her. But, you know, it's just what it has done for my personal recovery. I just want to harp on that. Is I didn't know how to be of service to myself when I got here. I didn't know how to wash myself. I didn't know how to brush my teeth. I didn't know how to wear shoes. I didn't know how to comb my hair or do any of that, right? So when I started being involved in service, my sponsor also had me start wearing deodorant and showering on a regular basis, these things that I forgot in active addiction. And once I started getting more involved in service, a good friend of mine, Dean, brought it to my attention that I was hiding in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. I was hiding in subcommittees. That what was I doing if I wasn't taking that service and that recovery and bringing it back to my family? If I wasn't bringing it back to the community that was destroyed for so many years, right? So I started doing service work for the community at the local rec center. I still do that today, and I started paying more attention to my brother, who was drinking himself to death. I started talking to him more, waking him up on the porch in February when it was snowing out because he had passed out and had a beer can frozen to his hand. And he started asking me funny questions like, what do y'all do in those meetings? What do y'all do in, what are the steps? How do you get a sponsor? Where is a meeting I could attend? My brother just got 2.5 years a couple weeks ago. I was able to bring that service, that knowledge I got from learning about traditions. I was able to come fully self-supporting myself. And I was able to get my credit fixed. I was able to, my sister's car broke down. She didn't know what to do. Her credit wasn't good enough. I co-signed on a loan for my sister. so she was able to get a new car. I'm talking about not hiding in the rooms. I could sit here and I could read all this highlighted stuff to you, but if I can't go and apply that in my own house and in my own community, then it's not doing anything, because it says in our readings we become contributing members of society. So, thanks to public relations, thanks to service and the predecessors, I've done that today. I really don't have much else to share. So, I just want to thank everybody for being here. This is a lot more people than I expected would be in a PR workshop. So let them know how great PR is. It really is an important one, and it is a very under-supported subcommittee from what I can understand around the entire world of Narcotics Anonymous. So put the word out there that it's good work. It's good service work. Just do it. Thank you for letting me share.
Yeah, man. Yeah.